This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley. We're here on the West Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. No, I mean it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I appreciate the time. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know you could be listening to a whole bunch of other stations. You've chosen this one, and I do appreciate it. Anyway, there's crazy story after crazy story, and I couldn't get, there's no way I'm going to get through them all. But I got to try. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if some of you heard, but John, I guess his name is Matz, he's been terminated by the board at Parler. Now, he said he wasn't part of this decision. He wasn't part of discussing it or what have you. And when you kind of, I won't say read between the lines, you kind of see where Parler was going with this. They saw him as a problem, an impediment, that he was in the way of them actually being able to get, you know, get Parler back up and running. So at the end of January, the Parler board, which is controlled by Rebecca Mercer, decided to immediately terminate his position, he said. And he now has no control of the company. And the people who control the company have a different mindset as to where it should go. Now, he wrote that over the past few months, he's been met with constant resistance to his original vision for the social media platform. Right? And since Amazon decided to close it down, he's been fighting with his board more. You know, he said that, you know, he advocated for more product stability, a more effective approach, and they said no. They wanted more content moderation. Isn't that what we're all trying to run away from? Really? He went on to say, he says, I've worked endless hours, fought constant battles to get the Parler site running, but at this point, the future Parler is no longer in my hands. He said, I want to thank the Parler employees, the people of Parler, Parler supporters, for their tireless work and devotion to the company. They're an amazing group of people, hardworking, talented, and many of them have become my second family. You know, you do, when you work like that all the time, you become very close. Now, the app was widely supported, embraced by Trump supporters, because it favored free speech. It saw a major league spike when Twitter suspended President Trump. And then Amazon stepped in and shut them down because, we were still on it. We were still interested in being involved. You know? And he was looking all over the place for new opportunities. You know, new ways to post it. People don't realize how limited, right? The technology is limited to where it can go. When you talk about these sites that are, what are you going to find? Another host, another computer to put on. You still have to go over the internet. You still have to go through Google. I mean, there are so many commonalities of socialism of CEOs and presidents that are socialists that are running these sites. Funny thing about it, they totally build these sites off of capitalism. They totally build these sites off of one thing, and then they lie to you. Nothing new, right? Nothing we haven't heard before. Now, the new Parler CEO, it says it's going to come back strong with changes not only to moderate conversations, but to keep users safe while respecting free speech. Right. Think about it. You really see that happening? Do you really see? How are you going to do that? Who's going to decide which one is nasty? Right? Which one isn't quite right? Who's going to decide that? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Every one of them that starts off talking about how they're going to uphold free speech, they're going to fight back, push back, they all cave. Really that simple. They do, they all cave. What are they afraid of? Just curious. Another quick one is the Washington Post has stated, printed, talked about the possibility of canning President Trump's library. It's actually a law. Every president has to have a library. And information from them, letters written, that kind of stuff, all go to them, all go to the library. So the Washington Post says, no, that shouldn't be true. He shouldn't be allowed to have one. Because he's so terrible, he's so hated. He's only hated by you people. See, isn't it funny how they are? So, they say he's so hated, but he is only hated by their people. So they're going to alienate between 70 and 80 million people. They're saying they're wrong. And those people need to be reprogrammed mentally. Isn't that cool? Washington Post made a very strong suggestion that Donald Trump doesn't deserve a library. You know, you can list the reasons why, or you could just look them up in Trump's presidential library. But, oh, let's not have one. You know, seriously. They call us evil. They believe that we're evil. That's why that's the difference. They believe us to be ignorant and evil. We consider them mostly to be uninformed. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back shortly.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I do mean that. I mean, appreciate your time with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. All right. So, I talk to you about this on a regular basis. There's all kinds of stuff going on around us. The laws are changing. You know that, that Joey B. and Harris would love a single-payer health care system. And you really need to get some information on what's available to you, what you should be doing, what you could be doing, for that matter. So, you know, I always ask people with a clue on, because I don't have much of a clue myself. And I thought we need to touch on this again, considering what's happening at what is lightning speed. A lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of things we're not thinking about. And, you know, of all the things you should be thinking about, you should be thinking about, you know, health care and how you're going to deal with that. I'm hearing at times, my God, that there's a, you know, what, somebody waited to have an arm set for 12 hours at an emergency room, and it wasn't because the emergency room was overflowing. It was because they didn't have enough staff that they had called in that day to take care of it, and that's just not that day. It seems to be going on and on and on. So with the uncertainties of what's going on around you, you need to make sure that you're covered. You need to make sure that you have all options available. But since I don't have a clue, I'm not in the medical field or anything along those lines, Matt Bellos with Liberty Health Share joins us as he does, and I always appreciate his time. I always appreciate the information I get from him. Matt, how are we doing today?
Well, I mean, I'm doing fine. I don't know how you're doing in California, not being able to watch TVs when you go outside to restaurants. But I can watch TV anytime I want.
Yeah, well, I can only bring six family members, so I'm thinking there's seven of us. I got to leave somebody out and make sure they understand it's not my fault. I'm not doing it. But what a way to leave that one family member out that you really don't want around to begin with. I don't know. Just saying. Whatever. But.
I think it's a problem against the homeschool sect. If you have more than four children, then you're out of luck.
That's true, huh? Yeah, right. You got that's great. That's perfect. Oh my God, it got me thinking a whole different way. That's true. There's well, they did the same thing with the churches for. I love the thing they were doing with the churches too. You can only you can only have 25% capacity, and you had to be 6 feet apart. And I'm thinking, well, what if it's a real small church, 6 feet apart? Would you get three people? I mean, seriously, it would get really bad after a while. if you had the choir in there, you were really in bad shape in California because they couldn't sing. You know. I don't know. None of this, from a medical, you've been in the medical world longer than I have. I would love to know how a TV turns COVID on, you know? I'm just saying. So anyhow, all right. You know, a lot of people right now, they're looking at what's happening around them. They're worried about, and I have to say, this is my personal opinion, that the medical industry, if you would, has taken a big hit with what's gone on because you're getting mixed messages as to what you need to do, what you need to do to take care of yourself, how you need to do to treat yourself. And the doctors are locked into, and this is the great thing about Liberty Healthshare, but the doctors under a traditional insurance policy, they're locked into how they can practice medicine because they're really practicing insurance. But Liberty Healthshare goes down a whole different road. You have the ability, I won't say to dictate, but to be part of your health care, don't you?
Well, that's part of the reason why we started Liberty HealthShare to begin with, because we had constantly seen the over-bureaucratization, the problems that we've seen in health care when it comes to cost and the rising factors of billing. We've also seen the issues of lower access when it comes to individuals. And primarily this has to do with just the fact that people are not in charge of their health care anymore. You can go through all kinds of meanderings about the supply and the application of health care, how the right laws or the right regulations and all of the things that come to health care and to make it expensive. And in the end, you have to come down to the fact that the patient who is receiving the actual care is the one who is least in charge, and they're the ones most separated from the actual cost of health care. And so in trying to reverse that, we put individuals back in charge of their health care. We've shown them the responsibility back in health care, and that has made all the world of difference in terms of cost and access with health care.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, some of the members, and it is a membership, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But some of the members and the emails that I'm getting, it's a different way of doing business. It's a different paradigm. I hate using words like that, but it's a different mindset. Because, you know, most people, you call the insurance company and you say, okay, you know, this is what's going on. What am I covered for? What can I do? Who can I go to? Under Liberty HealthShare, there's no call that says, what am I covered for? There's no call that says, what doctors are in the plan? The only call is to the doctor you want to go to. You truly have total freedom, total liberty over your own health care, don't you?
Well, that's what you want in the end anyway. I mean, we all look at that and say, that would be nice if I was the actual consumer of health care. But you have all of these intermediaries in the way of your actual health care that you become the fourth, fifth, sixth person down on the list that actually matters in that transaction. So we want to put the individual patient up in front, right in charge of their health care, so that they're the ones calling the shots and making the decisions. They have the power of the purse strings again when it comes to their health care, because we're all each individually concerned as private pay patients. We're responsible for the bills that we take on and maintain, and we are calling the shots as it pertains to that liberty that we have in health care. Now, I just said something that a lot of people might say that sounds good, but some people may have heard that, wait, hold on, I'm fully responsible for my health care bills? Does that mean I'm fully responsible for the cost of my health care bills? And the answer is yes, you are. But that's okay, because don't worry, that's why we have health care sharing in total. Because not only are you in charge of your health care bills and responsible for them, but you have a community of people who are ready, who are willing, and who are able to share in those medical expenses whenever they come about in a community of people on a regular monthly basis. So you're not having to deal with your bills on your own. You're falling back on a community of people who are sharing within your medical bills, because we're there for those times that are unexpected and unaffordable. So I'm responsible for my health care, I'm responsible for my health care bills, and I have a group of people who will help me out whenever I'm unable to take care of the full amount of my health care bills, because I'm there for them each and every month with my share amounts to those other people, to have Liberty Health Share work those relationships together to pay those medical bills off. And that is the best of both worlds. Frankly, it's what you would normally do if ever you came up against a situation that was unexpected and unaffordable. It would be those friends and those families and those communities that you would turn to in times of need. We're just taking that impetus within our own spirit and communities and systematizing it, making it effective, efficient.
And you can hear more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Yes, you need to know about this. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On his first trip to the State Department since taking office, President Biden had words of encouragement.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The president said he wants to work things out diplomatically, but the U.S. will once again stand up against aggression.
I made it clear to President Putin, in a manner very different from my predecessor, that the days of the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, interfering with our elections, cyber attacks, poisoning its citizens, are over.
He said he'll stop the withdrawal of troops stationed in Germany, in support for Saudi Arabia's military offensive in Yemen, and make support for LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Look, we were talking about health care. Health sharing, health care. If Joe Biden gets his way, moving us closer and closer and closer to communism, come on, can you be serious about it? Look at what he signed. Look at the things he's done. Anyway, you're going to have an option. You're going to have options. You have to understand what's available to you. Well, take a listen, because, you know, again, I don't know about this. I don't have all the information about it. That's why I bring in Matt Bellows with Liberty HealthShare. He does translate it into plain, simple English. Matt Bellows joins me with Liberty HealthShare. And, Matt, always, always a pleasure to have you with me.
It's always my pleasure to be with you.
All right. So let's get down. I made a comment at the end of the last segment, which is very true. People don't realize that you are responsible for your medical bills. When you go to the hospital or you go to a doctor and the insurance company says, ooh, nay, nay, we're not paying for that one, they come after you for the money. So you are technically always responsible for anything you do in the healthcare world with your body, aren't you?
Well, and I talk about this a lot whenever it comes to people who ask about healthcare sharing and say, well, isn't there a contract? Isn't there a guarantee that my bills will actually be taken care of? And I have to say, what area in life are those guarantees in total? Because people who fall back on a insurance plan or a third-party payment system say, well, there is a guarantee there, there is a contract there, but really, whatever a contract giveth, a contract also taketh away. And you are ultimately responsible for the bills that you incur that your insurance or third-party payer does not cover or take care of. I've even seen this in other areas where people think that the state or the government or a different country is going to be picking up all of these bills. for them. And, you know, when things come home to roost, that's when the real shocker comes involved. You know, it's really amazing that we feel that we can insulate ourselves from all of the negative aspects of healthcare and healthcare processing and billing. And really what it is, you're just being removed from the transaction of healthcare altogether, yet still you're responsible for the bills that you incur in these third-party systems. So I would say, hey, if I'm going to be responsible anyway, shouldn't I have a say in who my doctor is? Shouldn't I have a say in what kind of treatment I can and cannot go through? Shouldn't I have a say with how I receive that treatment, or when I receive that treatment, or where I receive that treatment? So if we're going to play the game where we're ultimately responsible, I would rather be someone on the front end making those decisions, guiding my health care, managing it and directing it the way that I want to, rather than a third party dictating and directing all of these things. And then on the back end, I'm still responsible for the bills that aren't taken care of. So frankly, to me, it just makes sense either way you go. If you're going to end up responsible, you better be the one in the driver's seat to begin with.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's really funny how you tell people, look, when you go to, you're under a certain kind of insurance plan, that doctor has a plan to follow. And we've talked about this where the doctor is actually, you know, he's practicing insurance. He's not practicing medicine. He has his own little insurance 12-step program he has to go through before he can get paid by the insurance company, if you would. And it's not always in your best interest. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's a waste of time and waste of resources, really. And I've had doctors tell me that. So, you know, this really truly puts you in the driver's seat of saying to the doctor, give me the options. What would you do if this was your body? How would you take care of this? What road would you go down? And we're not used to that. We're used to, you know, we've been conditioned or trained, whatever way you want to put it, from when we were kids. We saw mommy and daddy, you write the check to the insurance company, you pay the insurance, and you hope that they'll take care of the bill when it comes in. You hope you do everything right and you go to the right doctor at the right time for the right reasons. And that's going to be, I don't care who you are, that's a scary place to be. So anyway, I want to get back to, you keep talking about membership, and I love to joke about this. You know, if I sign up as a member, do I get the secret handshake and everything? I mean, what do you mean membership? What is that all about?
Well, if ever you've been to that one building in your town that doesn't make any sense and doesn't have any windows, that's our building where you have to put in the secret handshake and then, no, I'm kidding.
Like Men in Black. You go to this little building, it looks like.
Yeah, right. Well, basically, the reason why we say it's a membership is because we're talking a complete mental shift, a way of thinking about healthcare that is completely different. We're a community of people that are sharing things together, and we're doing things in a way that puts you back in charge so that it really requires you to think about your entire approach to healthcare completely differently. So we use words like membership because we're in this community who is actually sharing medical bills with one another. So we use that phraseology, that membership, to recognize that you are in the community who is sharing within these medical bills. And I should say that I just saw something go past my desk that was pretty impressive. Over the past 3 years, as a membership with all of our members all across the country, and even after getting massive discounts on all of our medical bills, 50, 60, sometimes 70% off of billed charges, we just passed the $1.2 billion mark in medical bills shared.
Wow.
So we're, as a community, we're helping one another. We're doing it for real, and we're doing it today.
Yeah, one of the things I don't think gets enough credit. You know, I've read reports over the years that from a psychological standpoint, if people are in a good place mentally, they heal faster, they're more positive, they're more upbeat about their treatments and what have you. And at Liberty HealthShare, you're not just a number. I mean, people can actually send you, maybe they've been the same thing you've been through, they can send you well wishes, they can send, prayers, they can maybe even go through what they went through and how they came out of it, can't they?
Well, that's an important part and aspect of who we are as a community. On our online community we call Sharebox, We have the ability to send notes of message and prayer to let people know that we're caring about them. When people post something there, we can let people know that we're there for them as well, and we're hoping with them and praying with them and taking care of them. We've seen people who have reached out and say, you know, it's not me, but it's my wife who's going through cancer, and frankly, I'm having a hard time dealing with this. How do I take care of that? And there's inevitably people within the community that are there supporting one another, saying, man, my spouse went through the same thing, and, you know, the other spouse is kind of the forgotten man in that equation because we go through this as much as they go through this. So just seeing that level of care and concern and prayer and support that we see within our community has made all the world a difference when it comes to an individual feeling the confidence to make the right decisions, feeling the confidence in getting better, having that mentality shift and that change within their healthcare to have better outcomes. So knowing that your community is not only supporting you financially, but spiritually as well, can mean all the world of difference for your personal health care.
Yeah, it is amazing, and I think about it, and I think about the how much time and you know, people who have a loved one, whether it's in the hospital or going through something, and it is, it takes a lot of toll on them, and you know, not that I'm the softest guy in the world, but sometimes, you know, you reach out, you send them a note, you go, look, I'm thinking about you, and I know you're caring for your wife, how's it going, how you doing? And just the mere fact that somebody was thinking about them changes the whole mindset, changes the whole attitude. And again, it's a great thing you do, where if you call the insurance company, you go, hey, I hear somebody going through this, can I get their information? And who? What? No, we can't. No, no, I'm sorry. We'll send them number 73562 says hello. That's all. So,
but Joe, you say that, but I gotta just be honest with you. In talking to you these many times, I gotta tell you're probably the biggest softie when it comes to this stuff.
Don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, I've seen, you know, you see people suffer through this stuff, and they really do feel like there's nobody around. And Liberty HealthShare's got a whole different approach. I mean, if we hit the website, you can tell there's a whole different approach there and a whole different feeling. And I think when it comes today, especially with mental health, I mean, seriously, people are going through it big time right now. And anything, they'll say to you, just the mere fact that I responded to an email or somebody responds to an email to them lets them know that somebody cares. Now, if they really want to get on the phone with somebody there at Liberty Health Share and say, hey, look, I'm new to this. I know you have a packet. Help me understand what's going on. Is that available to them?
Absolutely.
All they need to do is libertyhealthshare.com, libertyhealthshare.com. More after the break. I am Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you heard today that President Trump, you know, the Screen Actors Guild wanted him to come in front of them for whatever reason. They were going to, you know, decide whether he was going to be able to keep his membership or not. And in just perfect Trump over perfect Trump kind of, what was the word I'm looking for here? Just the way he does things. Right? He just sends them back a letter and says, you know what, first of all, I don't need your membership. You know, what do I need your membership for? And it's just amazing to me. Did they expect that he was going to be all upset? Roll up in a ball and start crying. They're playing games with somebody. They don't even know what baseball field he's on. Do you know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. I think you guys heard this earlier, which I, you know what, again, the people voted this person in. Congress has no right to vote her out. She just got in. The House had voted to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from committees. And, you know, this is great. So they're going to remove her from committees because in some of the comments that she made in the past. Now, they said that she was espousing violence and conspiracy theories on social media before she was elected to Congress. So does this mean we get to remove Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi should be removed as Speaker of the House, too. She was espousing violence. She has. Right? So did Maxine Waters. We've got a list of these people. Like I said, there's no double standard. There's only one standard for the Democrats. The vote was 230 to 199. Strictly bipartisan, with 11 Republicans joining with all Democrats to oust Green. You know, I wish these same people, will they vote to oust Maxine Waters? Would they vote to oust Sheila Jackson Lee? Pelosi? I mean, really, think about it. Democrats said they were forced to take action to uphold the standards of decency in Congress because Republicans refused to penalize Green for her history of her remarks. God bless. That is one of the most hypocritical remarks I've heard. Uphold standards of decency in Congress? Coming from the woman who ripped up the president's speech behind his head? Right? I mean, she presides over a group that hates Israel. What about the remarks and the things that Omar and the rest of the squad have said? AOC, who recently lied about Ted Cruz and others. That's okay, I guess so. Right? Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, he's the chairman of the House Rules Committee, says that serving on a committee isn't a right, it's a privilege. Right? Does he feel the same way about Maxine Waters? I'm just asking. The party of Lincoln is becoming the party of violent conspiracy theories, McGovern continued. Right, because the Democrats aren't. But they don't think they take absolutely no action against their own. They just don't do it. Right? Republicans at least came out and they disavowed Green's past comments. Right? She believes in some of the QAnon conspiracy claims that the mass shooting schoolings were staged, suggesting a plane didn't hit the Pentagon. There's a lot of people who believe that stuff. I don't know how deeply they believe it. Right? And I love this one. This is the best one. They actually were upset that she supposedly was espousing anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim views. Why did they put anti-Semitic in there? They don't care. They've never cared. They have teams that do it all the time. They've got a congresswoman who has a map of the Middle East without Israel on it. Specifically with no Israel because she doesn't recognize them. Think about it. That's okay. They've never said anything. Republicans largely panned the House vote to remove Green from committees because they didn't want Democrats interfering with GOP matters and setting a new precedent. And they're right. They should have pushed back. They should have screamed even louder. For once, McCarthy, something I agree with, he said the resolution sets a dangerous standard and something that deepened divisions within the House. You know, these people truly are drunk with power. There's no question about it. McCarthy blasted Democrats for excusing the new veto authority, or exercising new veto authority over GOP committee assignments, while they ignore the infractions of their own members. Right, Swalwell? Swalwell. Swaller. Omar? Waters? They stayed on their committee assignments. They are hypocrites. And the Dems that support them are right along with it because they support their hypocrisy. They support their double standards. Omar spoke up in favor of penalizing Green. She mentioned how Green tried to previously force her and Rashida Tlaib, members of Congress, to retake their congressional oaths to the Bible. She recalled when Green posted a picture of herself holding a gun alongside images of Omar. Ooh, that's terrible. Now, she held the picture. Omar, Tlaib, and others have called for the annihilation of Israel. They shouldn't exist. They shouldn't be there. That's okay, though. I got to tell you, my Jewish friends, once listened to the show, if you're voting Democrat, these are the people you're supporting. It's about whether it's okay to hold an assault rifle next to a member's head in a campaign ad and incite death threats against them, Omar said. Why doesn't, you know, somebody should have got up right after her and said, you know, Representative Omar, you are rich. You are mentally deficient. What about you calling out for this? And I would have just laid it out, but we don't do that. See, we didn't need a bunch of Congress people supporting Green or stepping up to be positive towards Green. They should have been calling out those Democrats right after they spoke. In one dramatic moment of the debate, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer produced a poster-sized version of Green's Facebook ad targeting the squad. Well, see, why don't we do stuff like that? Right? Why don't we hold up images like that? Why don't we show what they're doing? And by the way, she's not holding a gun to their heads. But they make those comments. Typically, party leaders decide the committee slots for their own members. In 2019, McCarthy decided to remove former Rep. Steve King for committee assignments following his remarks, panned as racist. McCarthy, however, declined to take action against Green, saying she has denounced QAnon and will abide by higher standards as a member of Congress. They don't care. Doesn't mean anything to them. Like I said, it's a double, triple standard for them. They don't care. They would be. They are defending by their silence. Omar and Tlaib and AOC. The 11 Republicans who voted to strip Green of her power were Reps. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Nicole, I can't even pronounce that name, out of New York, John Katko out of New York, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Fred Upton of Michigan. I mean, representatives from Florida and a couple from Florida, actually. But again, she didn't say that the Jews needed to be annihilated. She didn't say the Muslims needed to be annihilated. It's just always amazing to me. It's frustrating is what it is. It's infuriating and frustrating. We need to call them out at every corner. Our congressional members, every time the Democrats do something as asinine as this, they need to be called out on every constantly on the floor. See, they call it what ifs, but it's not really true. If you accept it from your members, if you accept anti-Semitism from your members, you need to accept it from other members on the Republican side. If you accept, violent terminologies, violent words, violent speeches from your side, from your people, you have no business calling out Republicans. Now, I'm not saying that I condone any of those actions, condone anybody calling for violence, no matter what side you're on. But let's be honest about it. It is hypocritical to want to punish somebody for the same thing that you're doing. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, we're here every day. I want you to be here every day with us. Check out therealside.com for stations, times. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Please don't do anything stupid. I want you back with me later.